Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell you what, it's a good thing we're not doing mid-80s Phillies-Mets. That was non-competitive back then. All right, so Phillies-Mets present day, 1-1.
You know what that song is right there?
Why I'm playing it?
Yeah, this is Video Kill the radio star.
You know
star
why I'm playing it though?
Because we're discussing the 80s.
The first song ever played on MTV.
Oh, I do know that. Yeah.
All right. We didn't know that.
Seems
you knew
like
that.
You didn't know it in the
Dude,
moment
on,
when
man.
I asked you. But...
I'm Cliff Clavin over here. All right, so let me ask this question,
why
James.
Why did you say it?
Well, because I said something else. I said because we're talking 80s. Well, you want more? That's when you're supposed to say be more specific, and then I would have answered the question. My God. All right, James, let me ask you this question. And this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. Obviously, we've already been kind of through the ringer with this series. I mean, this is the kind of series that puts hair on your chest.
Really? Right? Not for me.
Not for you. What does this do? What's the female equivalent for... Does hair get grayer?
Gray, I guess. Yeah, that
probably,
would be it.
Yes.
All right, so for men, this series puts hair on your chest. For the ladies, it just gets your hair a little grayer. All right, Seltzer, here's the question to you, because, I mean, let's be real. Halfway through game two, we felt horrible. Fifth inning, sixth inning, we felt horrible until we weren't. James, entering tonight, are you more excited or nervous?
So funny, because I was thinking about this before when you opened the show and talked about the nerves and the excitement. Mm-hmm. Honestly, so going into game one, I was more excited. Going into game two, I was more nervous. I'm like 50-50 tonight. I honestly can't tell you which. I'm super excited. I can't wait till 5 o'clock. Like, let's go. But, yeah, like, if they lose tonight, I'm going to be really nervous about this
series. Well, tonight's really important because Ranger pitches tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's really important because you're...
It's just massive.
Yeah, it's massive anyway.
I'm very nervous but also excited.
So I am more excited, and I sometimes do get into the more nervous category just because I don't just assume my team's going to win the way I think some people do sometimes. I think that's foolishness. But I just have a lot of confidence in Aaron Nola. I really do. Now, I will say I wish, and again, you can weigh in on all this, 215-592-9494. Do you feel more nervous or excited tonight? I will say, John, I really wish I felt more confident in the bats. I mean, you know.
Well, you should take solace. You should look at the fact that in the sixth inning of game two, they finally looked like we wanted them to look for, I don't know, several months.
But you know what a roller coaster looks like.
And it was
it
only
goes
like
up,
the last
and then it
four
goes
innings.
That, but that, yeah, it's a small sample, but we saw home runs become a catalyst for small ball, the manufacturing of offense. We saw guys getting on. We saw guys stealing. We saw guys who weren't leaning back and swinging for the fences. They were just trying to put the ball in play.
There was some of that.
And that's what I hoped we would eventually get to. And of course, that had to feel good. For the guys, like, wow, it's really, like, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Wow, this really is something that we can accomplish the way we wanted to.
We've seen them do that, though. We've seen them have the oh, they're back, and then they're not back. You know, like, I'm with you, Joe. I hope that what we saw the last four innings of game two was what we're going to see in New York, but I don't know. Right. I'm not confident that'll happen.
Rhea, which are you more confident in tonight? The bullpen or the bats?
The bats. Yeah, I mean,
I'm the other way on that. I'm more confident tonight in the. Yeah, I mean,
I have no confidence in the bullpen right now.
Well, based on the fact that for 162 games, the bullpen was better than the bats.
It might be Jose Alvarado, and he's super rested. That's why you're excited?
Well, I mean, like...
enthusiastic?
I thought this was an excellent bullpen this year. I wouldn't say this
it
was
has
an excellent...
been an excellent
I wouldn't call it an excellent lineup.
But the last month, it's been, I don't know, hit and miss. Yeah. As hit and miss as I can imagine for a great bullpen.
Well, Strom and Hoffman were going backwards as time went on. And then, obviously, in the playoffs, it's been a fiasco.
And those are their best two guys.
I know.
I mean, the fact that you would say you would trust Alvarado more than Strom should tell you how nervous you are about the bullpen to begin with.
I get it, man.
It really is insanity to say that. I mean, I can't say I trust Jose Alvarado, but it's like I'm hopeful.
But let's
that
not
I
act
can.
Like Alvarado's a bum. I mean,
and
the
look,
guy's got one of the great
September.
Arms.
I don't not trust Alvarado. If he comes in, I'm not gonna, you know, assume he's gonna screw
You'll know
it up.
Right away.
Yeah, but I'm saying that your lack of trust in Strom. Yet your trust in the bullpen is what surprises me.
I understand. Well, part of it is because I guess I believe in Alvarado more than some of the rest of you do. All right, let's go to the phone. So all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. And there's so many ways to attack it with different questions, including the various players and who to play and who to sit and all that, which includes Stott versus Sosa tonight, which includes Austin Hayes versus Brandon Marsh. Remember, it's a quality lefty for the Mets. But also just this overarching question. Nervousness versus excitement, which do you feel more entering today? By the way, I'm trying to do my part with the uniform thing, but I will tell you, I just had a moment about half an hour ago in a commercial break. I forget sometimes that I'm wearing this ridiculous thing.
Oh, no.
I went out to get food, and you see a staffer here, and they just give you that look.
You can see the look in their eyes. Yeah.
Because sometimes
confused.
I forget that I'm wearing this uniform. And then I like re-enter society when it's not amongst just the three of you, and I get a look like, dude, you're weird, and I'm like, I know. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
What a big day, Chuck. This is a big game tonight, man.
Hey, John, how you doing, John?
Great, really? Chuck. Really hey. Great.
I have extreme confidence in the bullpen. I do. I really
in the
do.
Bullpen?
Yeah. Yeah, I think those guys...
Where's that come from, Chuck?
Comes from the season.
No, your extreme confidence comes from the season. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The season. I mean, those guys have proven that they can do it. I really believe if you give these guys a 3 or 2-run lead going into the ninth, they're going to close it out for us. They've always done that this season. And I think Rube said it yesterday. It really made sense to me. These guys, you know, the layoff really affected those guys more than anybody else.
Yeah.
So I have extreme confidence in the bullpen. Plus, Strom was throwing strikes, which is, you know, and you know, he's getting people out. His location was a little off. And Hoffman came in with a 1-score lead. So, I think.
But that is his job. I mean, Chuck, that's what he's done all year. And look, it is a problem that both of those guys, plus Kirkland, who really were their three main guys this year, all.
You know,
have had problems.
It does feel kind of circumstantial, though, with this last game. Like, Nimmo's home run, it wasn't even a strike. Like, it was just an example of, like, a really nice job by Nimmo.
Like, I guess.
Of hitting that thing.
But it still was a home run. I mean,
it was, but I don't fault him as much for
that
pitch.
He hit it hard. I mean, he hit it hard, Nimmo. You know,
the weird thing about Nimmo is they asked him about the chirping. And he's like, it's been totally misinterpreted, but he won't say what he was chirping.
Yeah.
Let me say something real quick to Alec Boehm. Man, please, with the woe is me. You know, woe is me. You know, be a grown man in the situation.
I feel that way, too. Dude. You should be excited to play in the biggest baseball game of your life. It shouldn't be.
Woe is me, man, John. It's just, I can't stand it, man.
Me neither.
You know, no one did anything to you. I mean, you're in a little bit of a slump, but you're in the playoffs, you know, and you're in the second round of the playoffs with a great baseball team with a great championship.
Yeah.
Stop the woe is me attitude.
Absolutely. Also, you know, I feel that, Chuck. It's so important that everyone pulls in the same direction. Everyone be of one mind. I really do have a problem. If Alec Boehm is out there and trudging around begrudgingly, you know, like Alec Boehm, the feisty, hey, I'm going to whip my helmet when I strike out. That's not the adult that I want in my dugout.
All right, Chuck, give me a great answer here. What is quintessential 80s? Who or what?
80s slasher films. I mean, you had Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You had countless Halloweens. You had Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, Child's Play. I mean, 80s horror films.
That's pretty good, man. That's a pretty good answer right there. It really is. Said, go kick the Mets' ass. Now, they got to do it to, you know, do it. But I'm really glad Aaron Nola is starting this game tonight. What a big opportunity for him and this squad. But an important opportunity. Because if they lose this one, then it does get really, really, really nerve-wracking. Not only because you're one game away from elimination, but Rangers starting next game, who, you know, let's be real, guys, since early June hasn't done much. I mean, you're talking about 4 months, he hasn't done much. That's why, I mean, look, this is why you pay Aaron Nola $170 million.
He hasn't done much.
Tonight.
No, what he's done is he's been much worse.
Oh,
he was incredibly great. What was his ERA? Like 1.84 the first half.
He was 9-0.
Crazy.
He was 9-0 with a low one ERA at one point.
Yeah, and then
like a low one ERA.
He hurt his back. I mean, his back is the problem here. His back is
I know.
You've had back issues in the past.
No, I'm good on back. I've had everything else.
Back,
groin.
Your back's spectacular.
I've had the hiney. What else have I had?
A back is something you just can't. You can't.
You have book elbow. You know.
Oh, book elbow.
That's
I had the eye issue twice. Remember when I had the unholy trifecta of the eye, the elbow, and the groin at the
yeah,
same time?
Sure do.
Boy, did people make jokes on that one.
There was more. Ooh.
And that was bad.
You had the persistent secret problems that. You know,
well, we figured that out. We got to the bottom of those. All right, let's listen to Nick Castellanos because, you know, he talked. So there was all the conversation and commentary after game two. But then yesterday, you know, players and Rob Thompson met with the media to discuss things looking ahead to game three. Here's Castellanos yesterday on his mindset.
Well, obviously going into New York 1-1 is a lot better than 0-2. But now that being said, the series is far from over. They're a really good team over there. And they are playing together. You know, they're playing as a unit. And they've been through adversity before. So, you know, game 3 and 4 in New York is going to be challenging. But I know all of us are looking forward to it.
Look, I'll tell you this. I'm very excited. I am a bit nervous. I take the Mets very serious. I think we all should. I mean, they do remind me of the 2022 Phils. It's a similar journey. 2 months of being not good, you know, and then 4 months of being really good. I mean, really good. They've been really good for 4 months. And these last couple games, which have all been pressure-packed, you know, very pressure-packed for them to make the playoffs, then in the situation, you know, last week to advance, and now the situation the weekend, you know, taking home field advantage here. I mean, they have done a nice job. So it's a big challenge. All right, let's go to the phones. Jaws joins us shortly on both the Phils and the Eagles. Phone calls right now, plus Brandon Graham in about 20 minutes. Jamie right now in Port Richmond. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Jamie.
So I was basically just calling because I have high hopes about tonight. That's
good.
All I can say. Postseason baseball is its own thing. It's my favorite sport. And like game one, I really think that the bye did us a disservice. The Mets came into that off of like a huge win, and they rode that momentum. But like yesterday, we're come up town. And this is a come up squad. We do better when the pressure's on, you know? And we saw that happen. And with Castellanos being so clutch after him, his back being down for a little bit, he came in the clutch. And I really think we can ride this momentum. And with the Mets, like if you remember when we went to London, that fourth inning in the first game where it was supposed to be the Mets game, I think maybe something like that'll happen. You never know, though.
Well, you're saying the fourth inning of the London game or game one? I'm just confused.
The London game. The London game.
Holy mackerel. Jamie, I got to tell you something. I know I am.
Hammer!
But I can't remember the fourth inning of a game from 4 months ago. I'm supposed to remember the fourth inning of a game 4 months ago?
When Harper did the soccer slide. And I put up a button. Whit Merrifield hitting a home run? Come on!
My God.
I was listening to WIP in the car with my daughter. And I was like, it's always better when you listen to your station.
There you go.
You know,
I love it.
And I just, man, I was in the car in traffic, and you couldn't get me down.
All right.
Jamie,
give me a great answer. Who or what is quintessential 80s?
The DeLorean.
That's a good answer.
Awesome answer. Right
that's
there.
A good answer. I like that one a lot.
That's great. I really love that.
I like that, too.
By
you
the
know,
way, real quick on
trucks look kind of like the DeLorean, the new
Cybertrucks,
Tesla trucks,
little
the Cybertrucks.
I was going to say with the bye thing, I don't know if you guys saw it, first time since 95 the division series started, first time ever that all four series are tied 1-1, ever. It's never happened.
Okay, well, we'll see where it goes. By the way, coverage here on WIP, the Phillies in the playoffs, unfinished business, obviously, as they try to win a title for the first time in 16 years, and with this group, opportunity number 3. Coverage here on WIP, presented by Delaware Valley Honda. Remember, the game is today. It is at 5:08 for a first pitch. There'll be tons
of
pregame.
You like that? 5:08?
I do. I do like it. First off, I think it helps.
I would not have liked it were it not for our unusual wake-up time.
Like, well, I think it helps the town, though.
It makes it more palatable.
So, look, is it a little harder for us, obviously, as a morning show? We wake up at like 3:30 a.m. Yes. Okay. Yes. But I also know for the whole town, even when we, you and me, John and James, weren't waking up at 3:30, 4 a.m., the whole town was getting tired in October. 08, 09, 2010.
That's true.
Last year, 2022. And so I appreciate that it's almost like we get a reprieve.
This is good looking out.
It doesn't start. The hardcore late night doesn't start until the NLCS.
Yeah.
Got to get there.
Maybe.
That part helps.
Yeah.
All right. Conklin put something great together for us as it relates to Aaron Nola, as it relates to tonight. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Jaws right now. Man, is there a lot going on. Hey, reminder. Football-wise, 8 o'clock today, we give you a name. And with that name, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Browns game on Sunday. You got to know the clue, know the name. We're going to give you today, Wednesday at 8, Thursday at 8, and then Friday at 8. And, of course, with those four names, you can win tickets.
And, of course, courtesy of our longtime partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so be listening at 8 o'clock today and also in about 15 minutes when Brandon Graham joins us. Ron Jaworski right now. Good morning, Jaws.
Joe, John, James Rhea, great to be with you, and great to be a Philadelphia sports fan this time of the year.
Big time.
Very, very exciting time.
Jaws, we better feel that way in 2 days.
We will. Confidence, Joe, come on.
Okay, no, I like that. All right, so give me your why. I mean, I like confidence, but I like to know the why. What gives you so much confidence in the Phils?
Yeah, I just think it's very it's almost like we were talking about the Eagles. I have great confidence in the Eagles because I think it's a talented roster. I feel the same way about the Phillies. It's a talented roster that is accustomed to playing in big games. They've had some success in the big games, but I just think it's a veteran team that lives through this kind of moment.
Charles, let's talk about what some of these guys are going through. Obviously, Aaron Nola in particular. You know what it's like, you know, when you were the starting and star quarterback of the Eagles, tremendous responsibility on your shoulders. That's what Nola has today. It's also a road game scenario. Can you paint a picture for all of us listening right now, the mentality of a star athlete, broad shoulders, road game, what is that responsibility like?
Well, that's a great question, Joe. And I've always taken the approach when I was playing was me against the world. You know, I was fueled by negativity. You know, when people doubted me, it's when I felt that I really got myself ticked off and, you know, really got focused on what my job was. Now, maybe not the best thing from a football perspective, because football is the consummate team game where 11 players must work in unison on every single play. Baseball's a little bit different. You know, it's you. There's nothing you can do. You control literally everything, especially for a pitcher. And so I think you almost got to go to the dark side and just kind of get ticked off at everybody else, saying, all right, I want the ball. I'm going to make it happen. I've got all the confidence in the world in myself. And, you know, you want to be the center of attention. So there's an ego involved as a pitcher as well. You want to be the best.
Charles, let's mix the Eagles in here, and that's a strange word, mix. We don't usually use that with the Eagles. Go ahead, John.
Did you play baseball, Jaws? Were you ever up on the mound yourself as a pitcher?
No, John. I was a catcher. In fact, I was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in the draft in 1969 when I was in high school.
Whoa! So
look at this.
I do have some baseball in my background, but not as a pitcher. I was a catcher.
I bet you gunned it down to set. No one was stealing on Jaws, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, that's right, to fill up the arm, man. You know, I didn't get out of that crouch room. I was just gunning them out.
The no way. Awesome.
Jaws, how did we not know this?
Oh, yeah. I had tremendous arguments with my dad at the time because I had like 30-some scholarship offers to go get my education, and I was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, and they offered me like $150 a week to play with Batavia in the New York Penn League, and I wanted to play baseball. You know, I'm 17 years old.
Yeah.
You're a young kid. You're drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, that's what I wanted to do. But fortunately, the best decision I never made was believing in myself and saying, okay, I want to play baseball. So my parents convinced me to go to college, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
And you're a catcher, not a pitcher.
That is correct.
How often were you blowing people up at home plate?
I wasn't the biggest and strongest. I was probably about 185 pounds in high school, but you know, I could block the plate. But it was all about the arm three. I wouldn't get out of my crotch.
This is so amazing.
Yeah, like Benito Santiago throwing from the knees.
Of course, Jaws was a catcher.
I really think that's what, the arm strength was developed through playing baseball, throwing the ball every single day in baseball games.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Well, maybe they should have Jalen play catcher, Jaws. Oh, I'm just kidding. All right, so Jaws, let's mix in a little Eagles here. So, really open-ended question. With most of us not having thought of the Eagles much in the last week, for obvious reasons, what is top of mind for you as they kind of reemerge 5 days now to a game with the Cleveland Browns?
It's fairly simple to me. I think offensively this is a very, very good group of offensive players. I think the offense will be fine. I hope I'm 100% right, but I truly believe that will happen. The defense bothers me. You know, when you miss the number of tackles they missed so far this season, you know, when you're uneven in how you play, when your great players are not playing great, that causes me some pause.
How much different is the Eagles' offense going to look after the retooling of the bye week, Jaws?
Great question. I think it'll look different. One thing about the National Football League coaches, they are great at adapting and adjusting. Their self-evaluation of their own team will be very, very critical. There is no doubt in my mind. You know, I've known Vic Fangio for 40 years. I know how Vic coaches. I know his mentality. He's probably not a very happy camper right now because his defense has not played up to expectations. So I know he'll be hard on the guys. He'll be motivated. But the self-scouting always helps because you don't have the pressure of playing a game the next week. You just worry about your team and your players. And most teams that become good teams in the fourth quarter of the season adapt and adjust throughout the season.
What's the biggest thing offensively that the coaches needed to fix in your mind?
I really think it goes back to Jalen. You know, I think there's got to become a sense of urgency in how he plays. It just seems a little bit not up-tempo enough for me. I think the thing about Jalen, and he's a terrific player, he's a terrific quarterback, he's got to get to the next level. The next level is a Super Bowl champion. Because we know how he can play. But he's got to be more consistent. But as I look at his game and I look at the tape,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wish he would create a little more sense of urgency in his mind. So while he's dropping back into the pocket, he does more to read the coverage throughout the drop. When that back foot hits, get the ball out of his hand. The receivers are making their break with their back to him. Too many times he waits for receivers to see their eyes. That ball should be in the air by the time that receiver comes out of his break.
Jaws, have you been able to figure out, John and I don't quite know the reason of this. So the offense from training camp seemed like it was going to be reimagined. And week one, it appeared to be different. And then, now I know AJ and Devontae were out. Maybe that's it. Or maybe Jalen's just more comfortable doing what he's used to and not what they wanted him to implement this year. Could you figure out why weeks three and four it looked similar to last year when it was supposed to be different?
Probably the competition. But if there's one thing that I would recommend they do, it's just my feeling, my evaluation of this team, my evaluation of where the game is right now, more under center play for Jalen Hurts. I am just a big believer in plays under center. It gives a different illusion to the defense of what you're going to do. I think it's better when you have a Saquon Barkley in the back of, when he's running without the ball in his hands. When I say that, when you're in the shotgun, the running back literally has to stand there, and the quarterback has to come back and give him the football, and then he starts to run when you're in the shotgun. When you're under center, the running back's already going downhill. He's got momentum already started. And I think Saquon is a great one-cut running back. Find that break and hit it. But when you're in the shotgun, you're back there, and things develop a lot more slowly. That's how I'd like to see more under center, and you have a better play-action passing game when you're under center as well. You have more options to your that are available to you. So I would like to see more under center offense from the quarterback.
Jaws, is it harder to play under center? Like, what's the catch here? Why don't we get under center more? Like, is it as simple as Jalen is not accustomed?
That, I can speak for myself. Because I played under center and in the shotgun. You know, when the shotgun was really beginning to be developed by Tom Landry and Dick Vermeil, there are some things you like to do in the shotgun. There's a comfort level to that, but I think to help the running game and the play action passing game, and particularly the stretch running game, I think under center is a lot more easy to make big plays with your running backs.
Jaws, enjoy the Phils tonight, my man. This is a really, really big one. And you're telling us it's going to be a W tonight, right?
It'll be a W tonight.
All right.
You're going to come back home for game 5, though.
Oh, you just predicted a loss tomorrow. I mean, you had me all pumped up, and now you tell me it's Friday.
We have game 5 at home.
Listen, I would take it, Jaws. Funny. We asked that question yesterday, and people were split on would you take a split in New York. It's scary because you're then one game away from elimination, but you also get to hand the ball to Zach Wheeler and say, all right, big guy, go lead us to the next
Mets
round.
This team is so feisty.
Yeah. No, they're good.
Wheels, man.
All right, Jaws, stay well, man, my man.
Thanks,
thank you, Jaws.
Guys.
Love it, man. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of this series, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, big picture with the series. We just ask you how this thing plays out from here on out. Four choices, obviously. Phils in 4, Phils in 5. Mets in 4, Mets in 5. We'll see where the poll result goes on that. Obviously, it now is a best of 3, and the Mets have home field advantage. You know that, and they've proven themselves to be a good team, and not just in the last couple days. I mean, they've been a far superior. I mean, this is not a joke. They have been a far superior team to the Phillies since early June.
And the Phillies are what, one game over 500 on the road this year? I mean,
I believe one or two, something like that.
Road team.
James, can you just describe the difference again since the two teams returned from London? What are the Mets and what are the Phillies?
It's not exact numbers, but the Mets are somewhere around 30 games over 500 since then, and I believe the Phillies were 2 games over 500 since then.
I mean, that is
drastic.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's basically like the first and second half. Same difference.
Right.
But now, bear in mind, we did not have to win games. Like, there was that mindset of, okay, we're kicking back our heels and we're going to rest guys. And toward the end,
there was some of that.
Not intending to win.
No, I know. Well, that also concerned me a bit because, you know, do you de-throttle and then, you know, anyway. Yeah. Look, I feel good about tonight because I feel really good about Aaron Nola. I wish I felt a little better about the bats. But I think Nola leads them to victory tonight. Let's go to the phones. Brandon Graham with us shortly. Kent in Lansdale right now. Hi, Kent.
Kent, hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's going on, pal?
Hey quick. I want to talk about Alec, how bad he's playing. Nobody's ever brought up. Does anybody know Aaron Dolan?
Aaron who?
Aaron Dolan.
I know who she is.
ESPN, gambling. Yeah.
I thought you were saying Aaron Donald. I don't know who you were saying. Yes, Aaron Dolan. Sorry. Yes, I do. Yeah. I know of her. Yes.
He's been tied up with her for, you know, since the All-Star game now.
There were rumors. I don't know if this has been confirmed for what it's worth.
Right.
But I love always blaming women for when guys and sports have problems.
I don't know this angle. Ken,
let me ask you a question. In the natural, when Roy Hobbs went sideways, Was it Kim Basinger's fault or Roy Hobbs' fault that he wasn't hitting the baseball?
It was the woman.
There you go. I don't know, man. Obviously, focus matters. We wonder on things sometimes. I mean, Ranger didn't play as well after his family got here. Is it coincidental? I don't know. But, you know.
It just seems like anytime somebody has a new relationship or something like that.
But you don't know how often he had a new relationship before and you didn't know about it.
And again, this is not confirmed. Yeah. This was just a rumor. Yeah. He might not have a new relationship. We don't know.
All right, Kent, give me a great answer. Quintessential 80s, what do you got?
Big hair.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay, I got another one. Berlin Wall.
Well, it's, yeah.
It was 89 it went down, but still. It's
not what you'd call quintessential.
See, Joe, I blame this all on Mick.
It's a long time of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Women weaken legs. I mean, it's Mick's fault. Listen, it's Mick's fault. Always blame it on the women.
Was that Rocky 2 or 3? Or 1?
I thought it was 3.
No, 3 is when Mick shoos away those two women when Rocky's training. And all of a sudden, Rocky's got a face. Remember, he had a facelift, John? Even though he's supposed to be the Italian stallion, poor guy. Next thing you know, like, granted, he beat Apollo, so. Anyway, it's a whole nother
He had life. A facelift.
Well, you could tell Stallone
it's the
did.
First one.
Stallone had first a facelift. And all of a sudden, Rocky's got a facelift. Mm. All right, let's welcome in Brandon Graham, a man who never needs a facelift because he's a beautiful man. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning.
Unlike Jerry Jones, they got a false face, man. He's I'll take face number 2. Hey, then he's like, I'll take face number 3. What's up, Brandon? How are you, bud?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Enjoying the morning. Y'all got me going right now.
Well, we're excited about the Phils, obviously, as you know.
You look rested. You really do. You look like you're healthy. You're happy. Like, it really feels good looking at Brandon's
happiness. That's what a bye week's supposed to do for you, right?
You look
I'm telling you,
bye.
Is that, sure.
Are you implying he doesn't normally look fresh and healthy?
I'll tell you this.
what are we doing here?
Well, I'll say this. A couple weeks ago, whichever loss it was, you walked in here. You were somber. We were somber. I mean, we were killing the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know how it goes. I mean, the highs and the lows, the whole deal. So before we get to the Eagles, and we'll go there, obviously, but are you excited about the Phils?
I am. I am excited, man. I'm looking. I'm like, wow. Like, come on, y'all. Let's go all the way this year. Let's do it. But, yeah, man, I'm one game at a time. It's just been one game at a time, but it's interesting right now.
Yeah, well, it is. And as I said earlier, John, this is why you pay Aaron Nola $170 million to win this game. I mean,
He's got it handled. Brandon, did you do anything fun over the bye that was unusual? Did you go and do crazy things?
You know what? I slept good during the week.
That was the plan?
The kids
sleep
go to school,
as much as possible?
Come back, take a nap. You know good. What? It was cool, though, because I'm always on go. And so it's like when I'm home with the kids and when they go away, I try to either go out, do something with wifey for a little minute, and then I try to take me a little nap.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
So is it back to practice tomorrow?
Yep, we tomorrow start up the Browns this week.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a game. Uh-huh. So how much football did you think about in the last week? It's funny, I had an old boss one time say to me, when you're on vacation, the job never really leaves you. And I said, actually, I try to get away, like really get away, because I find that makes me better, I think, like mm-hmm. when I'm back. What's your balance between thinking about what was and what can be, as opposed to, like, I really want to get this thing out of my mind for 4 or 5 days.
Well, you know what? I just don't listen to stuff that'll keep me close to it. You know, I'm watching movies. I'm watching the kids, like I said, and doing little stuff. And then by the time Saturday come, you looking at other games. You hoping that your team win at Michigan or, Michigan-Washington game. That was a good game. And then you get back into football because you watching the games on Sunday. And then now I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go because I know we up. It's time to play this week.
Brandon, let me ask you a really important question since you're in here. Okay. How can you sit across from that guy in that uniform and take this seriously? How is it not the first thing you said? What is going on right now?
Hey, I know he's going to probably be at that game today. Then. That's what he's getting
Listen,
ready for.
Here's the deal,
No, he's
Brandon.
Not. That's the funny thing. Oh, he's not going to be at the game today. Right. Nope.
Here's the deal. I'm a dork. Okay, wearing the full Phillies uniform, but I'm a dork with enthusiasm. I mean,
You say that like you're a dork only when you're wearing
I think the dorkazoid predates. But I'll say this, I'm not as big a dork as that Nimrod, Nimmo. I mean, has anybody's name ever been
hustles,
closer to
man.
What he is?
He's a hustler.
But he's a Nimrod.
Thank you, Joe.
Nimmo is a Nimrod.
But he's really nice. Ruben told us.
And he's a pretty good player, actually. All right, let's go to the
he's
phone. So BG with us. We'll get into the Eagles and the Browns. Obviously, an awful lot on the Phillies here today, including Joe Conklin dialing up something for us, getting us ready for Aaron Nola's first postseason start this year. He's been really good the last 2 years in the postseason. So all of that and more on the table, 215-592-9494, including a series of questions as it relates to tonight. Are you more excited or nervous? Stott or Sosa? Facing a left-handed pitcher and the Mets' best starter. Stott or Sosa? I go Sosa at second, Boehm at third. We know for sure Rob Thompson's going Boehm at third. We don't know which second baseman will play. I think it'll be Stott. Hayes or Marsh.
You think it'll be Sosa, you mean?
Excuse me, I think it'll be Sosa. Hayes or Marsh. I think it's got to be Hayes. And I don't even know much about the guy, other than he's barely done anything here.
I would bet.
But
I would
Marsh
bet,
doesn't hit left.
I would bet a large sum of money it'll be Austin Hayes. Like, yeah. That one I'm super confident
and
about.
Then another one that's fascinating. You know, crucible of the game. Let's say Nola's gotten you deep. Yeah, it's not a game to use six relievers. It's a big lefty spot. Strom, Seltzer, Strom, or Alvarado?
I'm going back to Strom one more time. And if he fails, then, you know, we'll adjust.
You got to assume.
But I got to trust him one more time.
Oh,
I have to.
You don't
Why?
Have to.
I don't,
you
don't I have don't. To. I'm saying I would do it. I'm just saying that's
how
I'm crazy.
You choose to.
I
choose
to. You
know how rested Jose Alvarado feels right now? Brandon's coming out of his bye. He slept for his bye. It's appointment sleeping. He's so well slept. Like, Jose Alvarado feels like that.
He has barely pitched in a long time.
It's been forever. I
know.
Don't remember when it was.
All right, we'll get to what Rob Thompson said about Alvarado and Strom. We'll get to that and more phone calls also. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville with Brandon Graham in studio. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, team. Good morning, Brandon.
Morning.
So, Brandon, I have to say this. You know, you hear about Saquon and Quadzilla and everything and Jalen with his 600-pound squat. That dude, Alec Orgy, man. On Michigan, I think he may got him beat. Those dudes' quads are like freaking tree trunk.
That boy lifting real weight, ain't he?
Yeah. It's,
Ed, quick question. Yeah. Did you say his last name is Orgy?
O-R-J-I. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay, that's what it sounded like
you
said.
Pull it together,
no,
Joe.
It's
unfortunate, Joe. I agree with you.
Right?
I want an orgy.
Yeah. Joe really loves that.
I know,
man.
That's funny. That's funny.
Or maybe a soft J, like yogging or orgy or whatever.
All right.
But his name is pronounced Orgy.
We call him O.
That's unbelievable.
O-R-J-J-I.
Holy mackerel.
The All big right. O.
All right, Ed, keep it going, buddy. What do you got here?
Let me get us back on track here. So definitely have confidence in Aaron Nola today. I just think he's sort of that sort of cool, the cucumber mentality is going to help at Shea Stadium. And, you know, if and when he does, you know, hang a slider or cutter that gets launched 800 feet, that he'll be able to kind of get back. And I think that's important in game three. And I don't want to, like, be sort of all doomsday and stuff, but if they do happen to lose tonight, do you consider throwing Wheeler on 3 days rest in game four?
So I tend to think no, Ed, but look, I've gone back and forth on this. I'll tell you why I tend to think no. As much as I don't feel great about Ranger tomorrow, I think I feel better about Ranger tomorrow than Wheeler and Sanchez both on short rest. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's... James, I have that right? Would Sanchez be short rest
Sanchez
or not?
Sanchez would be normal rest, I think, right? Because if you pitch on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'd be a fifth day.
Okay. I take that back then. So, hold on. So, it would be Wheeler on short rest and Sanchez on normal rest versus... Look, I tend to say go Ranger, but I don't feel great about it. I just know that you got to win one of these two, and I'll stick by Ranger even though I don't love it.
Man,
is that the wrong decision, John?
Ranger feels like it just becomes a bullpen game.
It does, and that's true. Becomes a bullpen game,
and we know how taxed the bullpen has been. I can't trust it. I just it feels like this thing's coming back.
Well, Ed, let me just say this: the answer could be shaped in part by how long does Nola go tonight. Like, if Nola gets bombed, which is extremely unlikely, but let's just paint a doomsday scenario. He's out after two innings, and I've had to use all my main relievers today.
Well, it's only if the Phillies keep it close. If it's a blowout, they'd probably just throw Colby Allard in
eventually.
And let him,
I get it.
The vine.
But you get my point. I mean, that's a different scenario than Nola goes seven, you lose a one-run game, and you got a lot of your stud relievers ready for tomorrow. Look, my answer right now is Ranger, but I guess I'd leave open the door to reevaluate based on how tonight's game goes.
Yeah, but I'm feeling confident about tonight, so hopefully we won't have to go there.
Yeah. Ed, give me a great answer. For the Dane Cook tickets, what is quintessential, ladies?
Your favorite article of clothing, Joe, leg warmers.
Leg warmers, they were.
I think you like leg warmers a lot?
Jane Fonda. No, it's leg warmers are not my thing, man. I mean, what are you, John? What are you trying to do?
I don't know. Why did he say that's your favorite
because
article?
Because that guy's a horse's ass.
Did that come up before?
He said, Brandon, why do people rip me? I'm a nice guy, right?
Why would someone assign leg warmers?
You've seen me when I'm not in here. I'm a normal human. I'm a regular guy.
You're not a normal human.
I've seen both sides on the mic.
you have.
Yeah, so, you know.
You see when I'm spitting venom because I'm annoyed with your squad.
They go get you. They go get you,
They come after me fierce. So, you know, Joe Conklin through the years has gone after some people, obviously. But he's also propped them up and praised them when the moment warrants it, you know. Did Conklin ever get you, Brandon? Like the early years? You know, Joe's got all his funny stuff. Did he ever kind of dig in on you and you were the butt of the joke? That ever happened to you?
No, not
not that you know
not
of.
Not that you know of. Around 2014, maybe it happened, but Brandon didn't hear it that day. It's possible. All right. So Conklin will, you know, a little zing at someone sometimes. But also, when it's the right time to praise someone, he'll lean in that direction as well. John, last year, we had a lot of fun with Conklin's Nola Lola song. Now, James, you know the deal. Like, this year, we're trying to figure out, do what was similar to the last 2 years, or throw it out. This has been a dancing on my own thing.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's been my uniform thing. Like, do we keep doing what we've done, which has been fun and a lot of wins, but ultimately...
not the win.
Hitting a wall at the end. All right, so here's the deal. Conklin and I got together, along with Wechter. We made the decision. We're back in for another postseason John of the Lola thing. But this time, Conklin's going to update it as we go.
Love it.
For instance, we have... a Conklin Nola Lola thing specifically for tonight's game. And listen, the Phils do have to bounce back, not from game two. Of course, they won, but they lost home field advantage here. I mean, we need Aaron Nola. They got to, at the very least, get home field advantage back. At the very least. Let's crank it up. Joe Conklin.
Up in Queens to down in Old Joe, how they know the Mets are gonna lose. Yes, it's time to go, Aaron Nola, and now L.A. Nola. The guy's gonna lead us as we bounce back. Aaron's on the hill as the Mets get whacked because of Nola, and now L.A. Nola. No, 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 Nola. Say goodnight. Nola's at his best when the lights are bright. Picks his teammates up, puts them on his back. Great to see the Phillies bats attack. Well, we've got the world's most passionate fans. Even up in Queens, we'll be in the stands cheering Nola. No, 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 Nola. No, 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 Nola. Birds will be birds, but I'm psyched for the Phillies. It's a fired up, jacked up, pumped up town with friggin' Nola. And Nola, we Nola. He's gonna pick us up like he did before. Mow the Mets down, show them the door. Aaron Nola takes us by the hand. Everyone sees it and they understand. The Mets have the world's most obnoxious fans. They stink real bad like a garbage can. But we got Nola.
By that Joseph so cool. Conklin. Like a garbage can. That was a great
stink
line.
Real bad like a garbage can.
That's awesome, man.
Brent, isn't that great, man?
Yeah. Wow, the falsetto.
It's a good catchy tune.
So good. All right, yes. Conklin, phenomenal. He's incomparable. And you can, of course, see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Cherokee High School, where he will be Saturday, October 26th. James, dare I say it, when, like, the Phillies and the World Series are going on. All right. Cherokee High School, Saturday, October 26th, and at the Media Theater on State Street in Media, after the World Series, Saturday, November 16th, it's the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
And of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 in Parks Casino next Thursday, October 17th. See Taylor Mason from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, include a free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.